We'll get stuck into the quaddy legs at Hamilton. Luke Hamilton, a really fast track in the first leg of the quaddy, is a 53-55 over the 21.60. One is the scratching, and she'll want to know, is the 2.25 favourite.
Yes, and I've gone with her in this first leg of the quaddy, Brendan, the fifth race, 5.4.28 my selection. So she will want to know is definitely the one to beat, because she comes off a last start, was not a ninth place, but it was a very good run at Tabcorp Park Mill, and that was in one of the New Year's Eve Group 1 Vicbred finals. It was the three-year-old fillies final, and she actually looked like she was going to drop out coming off the back straight and run nearly tailed off last, and then she seemed to pick up again in the home straight, and she actually, she didn't pick up many horses because she's only beaten two to the punch, but another furlong would have been interesting. So she was a really good run in that final of the Vicbred, went well before that in the semi and the heat during the series, not getting beaten all that far in the scheme of things, and obviously she's dropping down to a very suitable race today, and she's definitely the one to beat here, number five, she'll want to know. Number four, Baker's Bandits, had the three starts, a victory at Terang, two starts back, last start third at Terang behind the two, well, one very good horse, which goes around in race seven, and the second placed horse out of that race goes around earlier today as well, and that's good form line for this, good third behind two decent horses last start. Two Creative Lads got the draw to go close. Good run at Charlton early in the week and has the right draw. An 800 heaven right on his back and should get every chance drawn towards the peg line. But she will want to know, definitely has the class and the testing material off the back of that run at Group 1 level last time. 5.4.28, race 5.
Race number 6, first of the features, the Alexandra House Hamilton Trotters Cup over the 2,660 metres from the stand. Stress Factor is the favourite here at 390 with Tab fixed odds. Off the front, Scruffy Dawn off the 10, 460, Mar Marker $5. The Penny dropped $7.50. Travel Bug off the $28.50. Father Christmas has the frontline draw at $10 with Glorious Finale off the 20 at $10. Not littered with class, but competitive races, both cup races today. Here, Luke.
No, for sure. The Trotters race is competitive, that's for sure. It's interesting with Stress Factor because, of course, if you go back, what was it, 2.5 years ago, he won the Derby, and to be fair, in the scheme of things, he hasn't really done that much since, to be fair. His last win was in the September of last year, a good victory at Kilmore. But to be fair, since his Derby victory 2.5 years ago, he has been pretty hit and miss. Now, he's first up from a little break today. He had a recent trial at Maryborough 7 days ago, and he came off the 50 metres there, and he actually went to the line hard held when third. So it wasn't the most impressive trial, but it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see how he goes. I've actually got him in my tips because he can be hit or miss, and even obviously the punters must like him because of that trial. Anyway, I've gone 2.974, two the Penny drops off the front here. Second three starts ago at Kilmore behind Just Believe, beat home fellow rival today, Mar Muck, on that occasion, and then finished fifth in the heat of the Vicbred at Shepparton behind Always Ready and Brownlow Prince, and eighth in the Group 1 final on New Year's Eve. Look, he's got the front, off the front here. He's a good quality horse on his day. I think he'll go close being off the front, and obviously took on some very good horses in his last few starts late last year. Nine, Scruffy Dawn's good stand start horse. Last week was third in the Cobram equivalent of this race at Group 3 level behind Have Horse Will Travel and Well Defined. Have Horse Will Travel came out and won at Shepparton last night. He was seventh in the Group 1 four-year-old final on New Year's Eve. Obviously, he's got to be some sort of chance. He does enjoy the stand conditions. Mar Marker, a good stand winner at Terang last time. Obviously, he's got to be some sort of chance. And four, Hanging on a Dreams, won our last two. Two starts back, won a listed race at Ball. That was the Central Vic, and then broke the track record at Charlton earlier in the week. So, you never know. Her confidence might have just gone up a notch or two, and she might be half a chance. Interesting to see how Stress Factor goes. Obviously, the punters are keen, but he is hit or miss. So interesting to see how he goes. But I think 2.974 are the key chances. I've got them in that order in the Trotters Feature Race 6.
Race number 7, a 58-68 over the 16.60. 10 comes out here. 2 Jillaby Selwood, $1.85. 1 Jillaby Adore, $2.80. Paddy Lee taking on Marg Lee here at the head of proceedings. Deadly Assassin at $12. The 2 inside drawn horses could be an interesting contest here over the short course, Luke.
Yeah, it's an interesting race because Jillaby Selwood's two starts, two wins, but he's running in a pretty strong race here for a horse that's only had two starts. I suppose that's one of the things with the new rating system, isn't it, that these horses sort of rocket up in class, but preferably for me, I'd rather that than them going round against inferior opposition and starting at $1.04. Look, he is odds on Jillaby Selwood. This is a big rise in class. Look, I really like the horse. He was a really good win at Terang last start. He's only inexperienced, and he actually got a bit of a check early in that Terang race last start, and he was able to recover and still win. So he's one to keep following. Interesting to see how he goes. However, I'm sort of a person that always seems to go with class ahead of the horses that haven't quite proven himself at a certain level yet. So I've gone with the two class horses, even though they've drawn on the outside of both the front and second row. 11 Deadly Assassin, look, he was fifth at Bendigo on Cup Night last start. He actually was working home okay in that race. Obviously, Struve won that race. Before that at Maryborough, he had no luck in a stronger race behind some decent horses. Look, it's a tough draw. He's going to need a bit of luck, but he's definitely got enough ability. And as I say, he has got the class, as has number 7 Outback Shadow, a deserving Ararat winner, two back. Down the track at Bendigo last time, before that, or before both of those runs, three starts back, was second in a Metropolitan race in good time at Ballarat. Now, she's had the good draw when she ran second in that race, and also one of our rats. She's drawn widest of all here. So as I say, both of these horses are going to need luck, but I'm just sort of that sort of person. When I do my tips, as I say, I'm more inclined to go for the horses with a little bit of class. So 11 to beat 7. 2 Jillaby Selwood. Well, let's see how good he is today. I do like the horse, but he is up in class a lot today. But obviously he's got the right draw. And 6 Pebble Sands, third behind La Putty at Terang last starts. This is an interesting race. 11 to beat 7, 2 and 6. Interesting to see how number 2 goes, if he can handle the rising class, but it's an interesting race. Race 7.
Matthews Petroleum Hamilton Cup is a feature at Group 3 level. 21.60 is the trip. There are no scratchings. Four Big Men has the outside draw to overcome. 2.60. Struve at $4. Sicario, $5.50. Kowalski Analysis, $7. And I'm Shadow Boxer, $7.50.
Yeah, so this is, just to note, this is a national rating, 80 to 105, so it's like the Cobram Cup last week, so I suppose a bit like, unlike when the old handicapping system was in, when all these cups were just MO or better. This is a bit different to your Bendigo, Shepherd and Ballarat Cups, of course, that are on at the moment. So you've got progressive horses in this race, but Hurricane Harley won it last year. Of course, last year they ran over 1,660 metres. And a few weeks ago, I could have sworn when I checked the meeting calendar, it was going to be 1,660, but it's over 2,160, so there you go, right in the middle. Either way, it'll obviously be a very fast mile rate still, because it's still sort of that sprint trip, I suppose, considering it's a country cup. Now, I've gone 12-11-9-2. Sicario won a listed race at Melton three starts back. Look, he's always around the mark. He then disappointed at Melton. He went around in the Bendigo Cup at Group 2 level last Saturday night, or two Saturday nights ago last week, and he just didn't have much luck in the Bendigo Cup. Now, I actually backed him in the Bendigo Cup each way at about 25 or 30 to 1, and he was just never really a chance. Didn't get much luck, got shunted back, and he was actually running on quite strongly. Now, excuse me, he's got the outside second row draw here, so he's obviously going to be the best horse, but we do know he's got the class, and Chris Alford and Brittany don't come to Hamilton too often. Now, you've got to remember, at the most recent Dominion a bit over 12 months ago, he was actually the first Australian horse home in that New Zealand Dominion. So I've got him on top, Sicario, of 11-4 Big Men. Now, look, obviously Four Big Men beat home Sicario in that Bendigo Cup, but I thought anything that Four Big Men did, Sicario did just as well, hence why I've got him on top. Look, Four Big Men, second in his last two starts behind Lochinvar Art and Wolf Stride. So obviously that form is very, very good. Majestic Cruise is absolutely flying. This is a horse that I wouldn't be surprised if it ran a really good race at odds here. It's about a 20 to 1 chance, fixed odds. Not sure he can win, but I wouldn't be leaving him out of your quad. He's actually ran quite well when never getting the clearest of runs in the Cobram Cup last week, and that was probably overall a stronger race. So he's interesting. And Kowalski Analysis. Now, Perfect Stride won the Cobram Cup last week. That's a former three-year-old that was making his four-year-old debut. This is a former three-year-old now making his four-year-old debut, and he had no luck in the Group 1 three-year-old Vic Bred final on New Year's Eve when fifth last start. And he's drawn the front row. He might be able to go close to leading and can run a good race from towards the peg. Struve's obviously the other one in the market. He's either hit or miss. This is a rising class. Interesting cup. 12-11-9-2. They're the key four chances, or the four key chances for me in the Group 3.
Best value quarter in play, please, Luke.
Yeah, so race 4, number 2 is my best. Trent from Punchy. Thought he'd found a good race. Greg Sugar's the driver. Ash Wharton, the trainer, a good combination. It's had a few winners in recent times. The trainer's in form, and he's just dropping down to a little bit of an easier race here, and I think he can probably go close to leading and winning in race 4 at about a $2 chance. So race 4, number 2 is my best. The value, race 8, number 12, Sicario. As I say, anything that Four Big Men did last week at Bendigo, I thought Sicario did just as well. Obviously, he's going to have to be good to win from the second row draw, because the track here obviously suits the leaders, considering how fast it is, but he's obviously got to be a value chance in a race like this. My play of the day, I think if you box my top four tips up in the cup, or top four tips, box those up in a first four in the cup, you'll go close enough. So 2-9-11-12, boxed first four in the cup, race 8. The Quaddy, which is races 5, 6, 7, 8, the first leg, 2 Creative Lad, 4 Baker's Bandit, 5 She'll Want to Know, 2, 4, 5, the first leg. Second leg, 2 The Penny Drops, 4 Hanging on a Dream, 7 Mamaka, 9 Scruffy Doolin, 2, 4, 7, 9, the second leg. Third leg, 2 Jillaby Selwood. 7 Outback Shadow, 11 Deadly Assassin. 2.7.11 the third leg. And fourth leg, 2 Kowalski Analysis into 9 Majestic, and 9, along with 9 Majestic Cruiser, 11 4 Big Men, and 12 Sicario. That's 2.4.5 into 2.4.7.9 into 2.7.11 into 2.9.11.12. Brendan, and the first of 10 on Matthews Petroleum Hamilton Cup Day is due in 33 minutes at 20 past 12.
Best of luck today, Luke.